Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Hi everyone, welcome back to this week's episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts Ashley and JD. So this week we've had more, not necessarily drama, but some naughtiness going on with another BBC presenter this time as opposed to an ITV one.
It makes me think, if you're more in the public eye, it's like even more of a reason not to, because you're going to get, I always feel like you've got not so much more to lose, but people would want to know more.
Well, yeah.
It becomes a bigger story, I suppose.
Yeah, I think it's just something that, it's definitely always been around, because obviously the likes of Jimmy Savile and others that were always, they'd always seen themselves as untouchable.
Yeah.
So that's why they'd done it more, especially to the extent of what Jimmy Savile did.
But what did he actually do? Because I haven't watched anything. I know he's done something, and his wife actually came out.
Before we get too far ahead,
yeah.
When this was first breaking out, I believe it was Saturday or Sunday when I first started seeing it getting leaked out. Because initially it was a picture of Roiland, Oliver Giroud, with his shiny teeth, which was put above the article. I don't think it was the Sun's article, I think it was the Daily Express's, saying that a BBC presenter has been suspended due to allegations of paying money for pictures of an underage person. So Roland's statement was saying, "This isn't me, I want you to take my picture away from this article because people are thinking that it's me." Which, to be fair, I wouldn't be surprised, because he is a bit of a strange person, isn't he? And he's ginger.
But that doesn't, yeah.
Not saying that being ginger's bad, so I'm just saying that he dyes his hair jet black. And, that's just sacrilege. If you're ginger, just be, ginger. Don't hide it. So then that sort of stems a lot of conspiracy going around then. So there was Jeremy Vine that was being brought out as a potential person. Even though he does his radio show, I think, on... I don't know if it's Radio 2, and he still does a programme on Channel 5 or Channel 4.
Yeah.
So there was a bit of a debate whether it would be him, because he's not a TV presenter on the BBC. There was a few other people bouncing around, but I thought the funniest one, that again I wouldn't be surprised with, was Mr. Blubber. Now, to be fair, I can't remember what channel Mr. Blubber used to be on.
Wasn't it on Channel 4?
I would have thought it was ITV. Mr. Blubber, Noel Edmonds.
It was Saturday Night, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I thought it was ITV. But yeah, Mr. Blubber was bouncing around. His name was, not him literally this time. But he was a part of that older generation, or sort of 80s and 90s, where you wouldn't put it past her.
Yeah.
You know, back with Rolf Harris and that, just running around touching little boys and stuff, I would not be surprised. but no, we won't have any slander against Mr. Blobber. So that's when I started to do a bit of research into it.
Yeah.
And it took a good day before people actually started posting his name. So it ended up being Hugh Edwards, which for us, he's always been on the news for a good couple of years. But in recent history, he's mainly known for announcing the Queen's death.
Yeah, he does all the important stuff, doesn't he, on BBC? So when there's ever a special report, he's the
face. Yeah, he's the face, the front runner of it.
Yeah.
So with the allegations that were coming out, it didn't say the gender originally, but it was he'd been paying thousands of pounds of money to a person under the age of 18 for pictures.
When they say under the age of 18, has he said an age? Because
yeah, so it gradually started leaking out. So the initial person, it was the parents that came to the BBC. So they'd reported it to the BBC back in May about their 17-year-old son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there was a 17-year-old son that they'd gone to the BBC, says, look, you know, what's going on? But then because the BBC just sort of brushed it away, went to the police.
Yeah.
And so more victims, is what they're claiming it as, have come out of the woodwork. There was I believe she was 17 at the time when he was asking for pictures off this girl.
So he was doing males and females?
Yeah. The last I saw, there was about 6 allegations against him. But none of them have been under the age of 16. It's all, from what I've seen, they've all been at the age of 17.
Yeah, so obviously the age concern in the UK is 16. So
but by the law, it's technically, because they're over the age of 16, it's not illegal, but to be paying for those services, because essentially you're paying for pornography.
Yeah, you'd have to
images and that. You have to be over 18.
Right.
With the one girl that was 17, essentially was funding her addiction to crack cocaine, is what they were saying. So that's when the parents of that have started to moan as well and reported it to the police.
Right, because the only thing I've seen is a picture of him on Reddit where they've just blurred it out a little bit, and it's him with his trousers down, but he's not facing, like, standing upright, but kind of like, I don't know if you could see anything more because they put like a smiling emoji around that area.
Yeah, I've still not seen that picture. I've seen other people referencing it, but I've not seen it.
It was on Reddit, I've seen it.
Yeah, so there's meant to be one with his arse out completely.
Yeah, you saw his arse, but I don't know if you saw anything else.
Yeah, I think there's meant to be almost a full frontal picture of his cock floating around as well. But I've not seen it. It's just a couple of things that I've seen floating around.
Why would you do that? Because you're more inclined to get blackmailed, but just say, like, I won this, so I'm going to get this picture shown around now. And it's going to ruin, like, especially after the Philly Schofield thing.
Yeah.
You would have been like, yeah, I don't know. But this, I never understand people like this. So he's got a wife, but he's talking to boys. My males.
Yeah, young men. Young women.
But I don't get it.
I think a lot of it is because when you've got all this money and you don't know what to do with it, you're just bored. And that's why there's all the allegations of, with Epstein's Island, you know, it's millions of billionaires that have just gone to this island to do what they want and what they can do with the children. So I think it's that stem. It's just, I've got all this money, I've literally done everything that I can, I've gone on my holidays, done this, done that, what can I do now? Ah, that's someone young, let's see what I can do with them.
Because, like, if you're gonna want to cheat or have sexual relations, just do with someone of the right age.
Well, yeah, especially when there's a lot of, just, young enough people, well, of 18 and above, that still look really young for what age they are anyway.
If that's your kick, yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of, well, you know, OnlyFans types of people that would happily, for the money, dress up as a child, essentially, you know, be a school uniform or something.
Yeah.
So to literally go to, well, as we say, so they were 17, from what has been reported, so technically legal for consent of actually having a relationship, but it is strange. I suppose it still stems to a bit of a mental illness. I'm not going to start using the phrase that they're trying to push of MAPS, where it's minor attractive person, because at the end of the day, if you're a paedophile, you're a paedophile.
Wait.
So
that was
yeah. We'll sidestep for a second. I don't know how you haven't heard this. So, as a part of the LGBTQ plus minus fucking all the signs agenda, essentially paedophiles are pushing as a part of that movement to be called minor attractive persons. So it's their way of trying to legalise being attracted to children.
This trans, not the LGB, you know, not that community, because I've touched on it last week.
Yeah.
I feel like this community is trying to hijack them, that community.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of them, really.
How can you?
Well, it's like what we briefly touched about before pressing records, with the video of the parents raiding the school in Ireland.
Yeah.
So that's, for people that haven't seen it, it's parents raiding the school, and as they're trying to get into the library or the hall, whatever room it is, it's to stop their children being read to by...
It was a drag queen, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was drag queens or drag artists. Reading books about their sexuality. Yeah,
and had all the rainbow flags up the wall.
Yeah, and these children, it was primary school, so, you know, they're under the age of 10, essentially. And it's forcing these ideas and confusing them onto children that they don't need it.
No.
There's no reason to try and make them start thinking about these things when they barely know how to spell words and, you know, use a calculator or anything.
Yeah. I feel like it's something we're touching on a lot, and it's not something that I really, you know, we don't really want to talk about, but because it's so much stuff happening within it, you just have to.
Yeah, it's because it's pushed up onto us so much. There is going to be a breaking point.
I've seen a TikTok, so obviously you have right wing and left wing. Left wing being like, you know, you're trans, and, you know, that's what you'd call your left wing.
Yeah.
And basically, it was a female presenter. I don't know what she was, who she was or name. I really should have got the name. And I found it really interesting that she got someone and was like, look, come and speak to people on this side and see what your reaction would be. And a lot of them was just like, nah, like, a lot of them was like putting his arms around him, like, you know, we've got you with us now, you know, it's all right. He was like, yeah, but I was over there. He was like, look, it's fine, it's all right. And then he went, can I take you to, you know, the lefty side? And there was people screaming in the face, you white bitch, from a white female. Like,
yeah.
And after his face at the end, he was like, you could see the realisation, like, I'm in the wrong, yeah. It's just, when is it going to stop, man?
Yeah, it's quite chaotic.
Yeah,
that's going on. Especially when, I know we have said it multiple times, but when the gay and lesbian community originally worked so hard just to be accepted, and then obviously, you know, got the marriage legalised as well, then from going from that point to where we are now, it is just too much of an extreme.
Because I see so many comments on TikTok when you see these videos of people saying, as a gay person, I don't
they're not my views.
These are not my views. Yeah. That like, and I see a lot of that, but and then it's like, why is this community worth more than, say, like the gay community? Not only that, did you heard the news that a transgender male won Miss Netherlands competition?
I didn't see that one.
No, though. So she was born a male. I don't know if she's still got a dick, but she applied for Miss Netherlands, got into it and won it. So she's gonna go into is it Miss World or Miss Universe? I can't remember which. So she
I imagine about the same because you can't really go.
Is it Miss?
Can't go above Miss World really. It's just I'm guessing it might be two different franchises. Maybe,
but,
I don't know.
Yeah, and it's like, so, all right, you've got that aspect, then you've got where, obviously, biological males are now competing as females in sports and winning them. It's like, so, they're taking over all the feminists, they're taking over the gay community, bisexual, and lesbian. And it's just, as we mentioned last week, it's just heavy and it's constantly heavy. It's a bit, I've never known something to, it's like these oil protests, you know, everyone hates it,
yeah,
but it's just always there.
Yeah, it's burning like wildfire. It's the passion that they have, it's just all in the wrong way, and it's there's too many of these wrong uns pushing their views for it. So even with the video floating around the other week where it was clearly a man dressed as a woman inside a female's toilets and he's holding his phone trying to record the women and children going into the cubicles to use the toilet, and he's standing there and he's got it wasn't a massive erection, but he's got an erection, it's poking out of his little red skirt. And it's that kind of person that is forcing all these wrong agendas onto everyone. It's too much, and it's a good job we can't get cancelled, because we probably would do with some of the stuff we have been saying over the last few weeks. Yeah. But it's mentally ill.
We said it last week. It's heavy, and we don't really want to keep talking about it, but because it keeps happening.
Yeah, there's something new pretty much every day. Yeah. Even this morning, I saw a reaction to. Again, it was a male that's transitioned into a woman, but she was saying how she wants to have the feeling of getting pregnant and then having an abortion. And so I was seeing the reactions on it, where obviously women are, you know, outraged, saying, you know, one, you can't because you're genetically a male, and then that's just sick because no one should
want
to have an abortion. Yeah. Like, you know, you accidentally get pregnant for whatever reason and that's why you have the abortion, or you're not ready and this and that. There's obviously hundreds of reasons for it, but to physically just want to go through the sensation of what it's like, it's disgusting. And as I say, it's mentally ill. These thoughts shouldn't be going through people's minds, let alone being publicised, put onto the internet where everyone can get access to them. You know, some people probably say the same about our podcast, but at least we're not trying to force an agenda out to people.
No, it's not, and it'd be, you know, the thing with what I've seen, you can't have a debate with them, a discussion with them.
Yeah, they're always, they're right, you're wrong, and then there's no compromise. We have to accept their values. You know, we've all seen enough of the Piers Morgan's debates. You know, well, I want to be a penguin and this and that. And then they're saying, no, you can't identify as that.
Yeah,
there's the people that can identify as a cat or a dog.
It's mad because people like Piers Morgan used to love, like, he was Marmite, but people used to really like him or really hate him. And
he's definitely still that way.
But no, I just feel like, same with Kelly Hopkins, a lot of people now are like, I remember people used to absolutely hate her.
Yeah.
But she sang a lot of stuff, and I read the comments, like, and a lot of them saying, I never thought I the day when I 100% agree with this woman. And
yeah,
it's, And as she said, because no one can cancel her because no one's on a bookering on BBC One or ITV.
Yeah, no one cares about her, essentially.
So she's got nothing to lose, but it's a...
I do have to laugh, though, because when I see her videos, you know, you can, most of the time, you can tell she's had a couple of glasses of wine and she's just slurring a little bit. Because even with the Schofield stuff when she was going on about them.
You can see, like, she's like, she wants to laugh, and sometimes she's like... just a weird world, mate, at the moment. I mean, you know, you shouldn't have to worry about sending your kid into school. I mean, and it's nothing wrong with learning right, I need to think about what I'm about
to say.
It's the
same with religious education, essentially. It's not that it's wrong to learn about all these other religions if you don't believe in them.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a devout Catholic or Christian and then you go into school and you learn about Hinduism or anything else, there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm.
And it's good to understand what their views on their religions and this and that is all about. And it should be the same with the sexual education, where you can feel attracted to your same sex, and then you might feel that you was born in the wrong body. But to force all these issues when, as I keep saying, it's already confusing enough. You know, you pretty much from the age of 12, once you start hitting puberty, and you're like, oh, because I remember just randomly you'd be sitting on the bus or something or in the classroom and you feel your dick starting to get hard and you're like, ah, shit, what's going on? You're trying to hide it and it's embarrassing and you wouldn't want to talk about it to everyone. But if that's getting brought up in class and you're getting shown all these pictures and you don't know what's going on, then it's just going to be
confusing.
It's going to be too confusing. Mm. You know, it's already too high of a rate with child depression and the suicide rates as well. So it's just going to add to it, the way I see it. It's definitely not going to help. Now, I know there's some people that might argue, yeah, the depression and suicide rates are already high because it's those kids that were felt they were forced to try and hide their emotions because they were gay or trans or whatever. But what I'm saying is if these are there to educate for the right reason, not to force and try and make them be something that they're not. You know, we see too many of these videos where the kids are getting told off because they don't believe what the teachers are saying.
Yeah, it's like if a kid goes, I believe in God, or don't believe in God, you would never hear a teacher go, you're wrong.
Yeah.
If it contradicts their point of view.
Yeah.
So it should just be the same. It's just lower the tone.
Yeah, just mellow it out and just say.
I think it took us a couple episodes to get there, but I think that's all we're trying to say is just mellow. Just calm it down.
Just ride along. Have the conversation. Have the real talk. And just go with the flow. At the end of the day, we're all there. We're not here forever, are we? None of us.
No.
You know, so there's no need to be stressing about everything, who's right and wrong.
Yeah.
Just carry on. Just do what we need to. I mean, yeah. I could carry on down another wormhole of other stuff relating to that sort of a topic, but I think we owe Hugh the rights and the respect to finish talking about him first.
Yeah.
So
it's just once you get into that corner, like, oh man, you can just go.
It is a spiral.
You just have to climb back up.
As I say, you know, I see a lot of videos regarding those topics, and it is quite frustrating, to be fair. But yeah, back to Hugh anyway. So his wife has come out with a statement saying that he's back in hospital. He's severely depressed. He's getting treated. The accusations that were sent to the police as well, the police have come out with a statement saying that they're not going to take any action. So they don't deem anything that he has done as illegal.
Okay, so everything that he's done is legal.
Yeah.
From obviously a legal point of view.
Yeah, from the eyes of the law, he's done nothing wrong.
So he hasn't broken no law. So what's the controversy?
So
just because
I think it's mainly the secrecy that everyone's not happy with now. But obviously, you're gonna have that as a secret, aren't you? You're not.
Yeah, you ain't gonna be. Yeah.
It's a weird conversation to have with your wife, saying, "All right, babe, I've noticed this young person over here. I feel like getting their number and seeing if they want a grand to send me a picture of the tits or whatever." You're not going to have those conversations. You're going to secretly do it. The same as, not that I'll condone it, but if you're trying to have an affair, you do that in secret.
But it's as you just, one, you just, there's obviously websites where he could get that. And
yeah, I think it might be dangerous.
And why did he let himself be known who he was? Why didn't he be discreet? So whatever, let's just back up. So no law's been broken.
No.
He just wasn't discreet with who he was, and that's what the problem is.
Yeah, it's that, and because the victims were under the age of 18 and still living at home with the parents, basically, from what I've seen, it's all the parents that have come out of the woodwork, probably trying to get their payday out of it all now, really. Because that's what most of it's going to come down to, selling the story to the Sunday paper and that, getting a couple of grand.
Right, yeah, I'm riding that way.
Yeah.
So, has he been cancelled yet? Because he will be.
I imagine he will do, but from what I've seen of other TV presenters, no one's really had, well, up until the point of his wife's statements anyway, no one had anything nice to say about him. But then, it was, strangely enough, it was as I went on to, I turned the TV on, and it was at the point where his wife's statements had just come out. So it was on the BBC News, and they were reading a statement saying how he's in a bad way, he's being treated for his mental illness.
And what's his mental
illness? Well, essentially, he's depressed at the moment.
Because everything's come out.
Apparently, he was in rehab a few years ago because of depression as well. So it's just brought all that out even more. And then it was at the same time when the police statement come out saying that he's innocent,
so
they're not going to take
all he's done wrong basically is cheating on his wife.
But again, he hasn't even physically done it.
Yeah, but
he's
obviously
just paid for bitches.
You would, in a you would say most relationship, if you pay for pictures of fun, you would class that as cheating.
Well, no, this is going to be a common conversation
it depends
for the future, because a lot of people in the relationships are paying for OnlyFans subscriptions and stuff as well, aren't they?
And you know how
so he's trying to hide that from your missus or your fella. That is that going to be seen as cheating then? Because again, it's like if you're just looking at porn on your phone or something, is that classed as cheating?
I think it's at every couple's discretion, isn't it? So technically, he's done nothing wrong legally.
Done nothing wrong.
So why is this statement being made then? Just because?
Yeah, I think all these news reporters and everyone else
are trying to blow it up.
Yeah, they were trying to get ahead and say, you know, this is disgraceful, it's disgusting, ready to, like, you know, just send him straight down to hell. And then as soon as that statement come out that the police aren't going to take any action, that they've all changed the tune. You know, they were apologising, not necessarily apologising, but they were wishing him his best of health. You know, speedy recovery to get out of hospital and that now. So they've had to do a quick U-turn on their views of it. So it just makes you laugh. I think because of how big the Philip Schofield saga was, that it's like, oh, this is the next big thing. This is the big cup of tea. We want this.
It's the big story.
Yeah, we want to get as much out there as possible. So all the views are on us. You know, everyone's looking, everyone's clicking our links and this and that. And it's just backboard on her.
The BBC are really failing a lot lately. I've seen him with the interview that they did with Andrew Tate. And that was terrible. And I've seen him do the interview with Elon Musk. And, you know, if from a debate, the BBC journalists lost on both accounts. Mm-hmm. It's just like, fuck me, you're supposed to be impartial because you're a part of the government, but like, just throwing these accusations about everything, fuck man.
Well, Well, just thought a bunch of Tories, ain't they? Fucking dickheads. But, yeah, the moral of that story, I think, really is just not to jump toward the conclusions that everyone was. You know, I just laughed as I was reading all the stories and everything about it. Because I'd never at one point saw that it was... I'd seen them saying underage, but under the age of 18. I'd never seen
anything
saying...
Yeah, the word, not to make it sound well, not worse than this, but...
Well, that's what they do, yeah. They try and manipulate your thoughts to make it think...
That it's like...
That, oh, yeah, it's a child.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're over the age of 16 and you're consenting, and you know they were taking the money, and
I guarantee the only started complaining when the money stopped.
It'll be that, and I really do think that it's because of the parents. Now I understand with the one of them that it was alleged that, as I say, she was using the money from him to fund her addiction.
That
ain't
his problem though, is it?
Well, no, obviously she must have already been dabbling for whatever reasons, and then he's handing her like thousands of pounds for pictures, so she's just using it even more.
Here's a question, Jay. How much would it cost you to send a nude picture to who?
Well, if he wants to send me a couple hundred pound, I'll bang over a picture of my ballsack and that. You know, I do use my Manscaped 3.0 because I haven't bought a new one yet quite regularly. So, you know, it's not going to be all pubed and that. But then I don't know if that's what he's into. He might be after a hairy ball sack. So then he'd have to wait a couple of weeks then.
No, it's just weird because, like, you know, if, you know, money makes people do weird things. And if you're getting paid a grand just to send a picture of a cock or
whatever, you're going to do it, yeah.
So if someone in that field where you know he's not going to pull it out there because then you can put him out there and he's... Do you know what I mean? So you feel more secured in that sense, but
yeah,
it's just yeah. I guarantee it's when the money stopped.
It probably is, yeah.
After the Phyllis Schofield thing, I guarantee he locked down and he tried to like cut all ties with it, and that's when it's come out. I guarantee.
Probably was, but as you were saying before, it does make you wonder why as many of these celebrities feel that they're almost untouchable. Because, you know, all the stories and allegations for the footballers over the years that have come out, and, you know, people, well, women trying to say that they've been raped or they're pregnant and this and that. You know, I mean, again, I don't want to go down another rabbit hole, but, you know, the Mason Greenwood saga, even Phil Foden was cheating on his missus at an England camp a couple of years ago as well. But yeah, we won't go on to those.
Hi everyone, it's me, this is me face. Just want to remind you, we want you to send in any questions that you might have, any topics you want us to talk about. Email us at realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Tweet us, it's Ash and JD, that's the Twitter handle. So literally anything that you might have, just say hello. Literally, doesn't matter to us. Send them in, see ya.
While we've slightly just touched onto football now, I watched the overlap interview with Dele Alli. Now I know you've not really seen anything of it. So there is a few concerning details that he's come out with, really. So he spoke about his depression, his addictions. I don't want to say claims to say... to make it sound like, you know, he's lying or putting down in any kind of way. But he's claimed that he was molested at the age of 6. His mother was an alcoholic, and so she always had people around the house while he was a child. And so it was one of her friends that apparently touched him in some way. He didn't say how. And then from the age of 7, he started smoking. Or either 10 or 11, he was dealing drugs. And there was a person from a neighbouring state where he lived that hung him off a bridge. And it was, I think, from the age of 12 then, he was adopted by his, obviously, adoption family then. And that was the turning point in his life. So obviously he started playing football, turned professional at 16, got his big break at Tottenham Hotspur then. And from there, once he'd earned that big contract, really, he went from earning a couple of thousand a week to a good 150, 175,000 a week. And it was basically at that point when his career took a bit of a nosedive. You know, he went on loan. Right, his form just dropped off.
Yeah, so his form dropped off completely. Then Everton brought him, then they loaned him out to Besiktas.
Yeah, to the Turkish club.
To the Turkish. Such a hard name.
Yeah.
Just go to Galatasaray.
So, yeah, he obviously went over there and he played next to games.
I wonder, though, now hearing about it, I wonder if it's a case of, obviously, he's riding the wave. He was doing really well and elevating, going really, really high. And then his form dipped. And because his form's dipping, now he's overthinking everything else. And then he's just, you know, he's just nosedived then into that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense in terms of, because he was just, as you said, 16, MK Dons, Tottenham, he's just riding that wave, really good Champions League football.
Yeah.
And then something happens and it drops, and then obviously he gets all this negativity, things happen in his life, and maybe that's why he starts to think about it a little bit more, and that's why career took, you know, as, well, I'm going to say fell off because he's still playing Premiership football, but in terms of his form dip.
I think initially it was just because, you see, with a lot of players, really, they start earning a lot of money, and you tend to see in the final year of the contract, they'll pull out a worldie season to get a new contract, and then
they've got to, you know, in football, that's got to be a term where, you know, they've got 12 months, their career's running down, there must be a term that footballers use, like, I've got 12 months, I've got a fucking...
I'm going to put my head down and get this new contract.
Yeah, but it's good, they've got to have that as a sign or
something. They probably have done, yeah.
Yeah.
It is annoying. I feel that there should be all performance-based contracts, really. So, let's just say they get an initial set fee of 20 grand a week, and then you score a goal, you get an extra grand, you know, you make an assist that it's an extra £500 or whatever. When you're seeing all these players, because even with Jadon Sancho, he's allegedly on 375 grand a week. And then he's... we don't know what's happened with him, but he had 6 weeks or so in a rehab centre. I believe that was over in Denmark. You know, so I think it might come out soon about some of his struggles as well.
But again, is it a case of his career where obviously Man City come through dormant and then really high, and then his form dip, then does that make you overthink mentally?
I think
you know what I'm saying? Because when you're playing well,
you're on top of the world.
And then when your form dips, obviously does your state of mind dip because you're in that negative space in terms of your job and you've only been told you're great at it? Does it have that effect on your mental state?
So I think it's the opposite, where it's they've reached this point and then they're getting all this money thrown at them that I've made it now. I don't have to put in the effort that I would put in to get to this point. I'm just going to stay at this level now. And so because they're not working as hard, that's what the form dips.
Do you think that take the foot off the gas, so to speak?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
because you are on time. When someone's got 12 months left, they always seem to have a fucking brilliant season.
Yeah, Willian's done it several times.
Rashford as well, because his contract's coming up.
Yeah,
and he had a great season. He was terrible the past two seasons before.
I think with Rashford, it didn't help with Solskjaer being the boss there, though, because you could say that about half the team. We've had an improved under Ten Hag. Wan-Bissaka's a prime example with that as well. But we're not getting onto the playing side of things now. It's not a football podcast. So, back to Dele. Gary didn't ask the right questions, I believe. So there was no question of when his form started to dip. Why was that? He didn't ask, was he, because we all saw it was around the same time that he got the big contract. So it's not a matter of did you get the money and then take your foot off the gas, and you're not putting in the performances because you know you've already made it. He didn't ask anything along those lines.
Because, yeah, I remember when Jose Mourinho went to Tottenham, and I remember him called him lazy, I think.
Yeah, on the Amazon documentary, weren't he?
Yeah,
called him lazy.
All or nothing, yeah.
And then the stigma stuck with him then as being lazy. So, where...
But again, does that coincide with what I said where, in terms of where he's been told he's great and he's having this negativity in his life? Is that where it took a nosedive because he was so used to doing well, getting all these accolades, and then it's dropped off? So then his form's dropped off, which is his mental state dropped off.
Yeah, I think a lot of it links to with Pochettino leaving Tottenham as well.
Yeah.
Because as he left, it was almost like the arm around his shoulder, telling him how great he was, had gone away. So that had contributed to it. He was saying how the main addiction that he spoke about was to sleeping tablets. So,
what, to make him go to sleep?
Yeah, so that was the initial reason for it, because you play a game, you're full of adrenaline still, and you're sure to get to sleep afterwards. You know, you've got to be back on the coach, you've got training the next day or whatever, or you've got to fly off to another country, you need to have the sleep. So it's
you know, when you were doing that, I was like, at no one point did I go, sounds terrible, mate.
Oh no, I don't think it's terrible either, especially if I'm seeing that bank go up by 150 grand every week.
But yeah, as I suppose, but you never know what people are going through or what they've been through, you know. But you know, for me, money would have. I don't want to like undermine how he's feeling on what he said, but what I'm saying is, you know, 150 grand or whatever it is going to my bank account every week, sure lift me up, mate.
It definitely would, and it's for a couple hours a day of work, essentially. And it's running around.
Would it feel like work?
But it wouldn't do, because you're doing what you enjoy.
Mm.
On that sort of things, I haven't got the sympathy. Because it literally is. You're getting paid to do what you love, and it's not 12 hours a day of just hard work, physically and mentally.
You have your food done for you.
Yeah, everything's
prepped for you. Your clothes are prepped for when you go into training. You just literally got to play football, have a shower, get changed again, eat with the lads.
And you think, with even the young players that come through, they don't even have to wash the boots of the first team anymore, where that was a main thing.
So, are you saying that you think he's blaming stuff on the past because his form dipped, not the other way around, so to speak? So his form dipped because of everything that's gone. You're saying because his form's dipped, now he's saying it.
Yes.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
Right.
I say, to bring out the initial talk about the sleeping pill addiction. So he wasn't just taking him to go to sleep. He says that sometimes, if he wasn't, which I had to laugh at this point, if I wasn't working that day, then I'd be taking him at like 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning. So that was to essentially just chill him out, null the pain of the memories that were coming back to him and stuff. He'd have house parties all the time, even while he was at the game playing or sitting on the bench, as he was the majority of the last two seasons. He'd have people just round his house, just partying all day long.
Mm.
That, what he was saying, that stems back to his childhood, because that's what his mother used to do. She'd be just having people in and out of the house all day long. But so it felt comfortable to him.
Yeah, but then
I don't know how it works.
That contradicts to what he said, because he would have went through life more without his mother in the picture. So as a young adult, you know, 11, 12, when he got adopted, he'd be more accustomed to that than remembering stuff. Because when do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't want to say he's lying, obviously, that's...
I don't want to come out and make it sound like that. I'm trying to say that he's just trying to use his past to build a bit of sympathy.
Restart and then restart his...
Yeah, I'd love to think that now, once he gets over his injury, then he's going to start playing regularly and get back to a better player, because originally he was a great footballer, wasn't he?
He was a good footballer, yeah.
You know, he wasn't...
Well, he is a good footballer.
Yeah, he's still a good footballer. He's just... He's nowhere near...
But, Jack, but then again, it's one of them. If someone started throwing 150 grand a week at you, would you be like, fuck this? Would you have that mentality?
Am I playing football at this point? Like,
yeah,
so... What, you're
what I'm saying is, if you know... Sometimes, I'm not saying I can't blame the lads, but, you know, because I know, do you need to have, not have it, to realise what it's worth, and obviously, like a normal job, and then have it, like the Jamie Vardy, you know, so it's not taken to granted, so all I'm thinking is, you know, sometimes I can't blame the lads for like not trying, because it's all they've ever known. No, I can blame him, because, you know, you should put the effort in, but, you know.
It's just always frustrating to me, because when you're seeing these footballers, when they are earning thousands a week.
And it's the worst thing, lazy footballers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lazy footballers.
Because there's different levels of technicality and of natural ability. But, I mean, I remember when we was younger and we did play football all the time. Being a right-footed player, I used to practice with my left foot more, and I was better kicking with my left foot in the end than the right foot, because you just practice and practice and you just get better.
Mm.
And when you see all these players that struggle to just control the ball and pass it 10, 15 yards, when that's the only thing that they're meant to do,
yeah,
it's just so frustrating, you know. And obviously, being a Man United fan, I see too much anyway. But Fred's leaving this season now anyway, so we should be all right on that sense. Just need Maguire to go as well. Fucking hell. I mean, that cracks me up. Look, he tries to be a saint and everything. Everyone's forgot about what happened in Greece, though, haven't they?
Well, did he get charged for it?
Well, no, because it's just all been swept under the rug, hasn't he? Fucking slabhead. But yeah, so back to Dele, I want to believe everything that he says, and obviously if everything did happen, I know he didn't have a great upbringing anyway, hence why he was adopted, but hopefully that is all in the past now, and that he can start getting back on the right track, because I did use to enjoy watching him play, not so much, as you say, with the last couple of seasons, when his head wasn't in the right place. But hopefully that can bring out more of these players to come forward and start seeing therapists and everything.
Mm.
So, as I touched about with Jadon Sancho, if that's a thing that he's been going through, then hopefully that can start changing the way he's been playing as well. You know, I know a lot of you, because it's... I don't want to say nastily again, but... You know, football changed a good few years ago, where it's a softer game. You know, you used to have all the rows, you know, Roy Keane and Patrick Vieira and that, they'd be at each other's faces in the dugouts and everything. And you don't see any of that no more. That passion has gone. And, you know, I think it pretty much is with today's youngsters, how they are a snowflake society. Can't say anything negative to them. So I think a lot of this dips in forms and, you know, or going off the rails, it is going to be because of that, because they can't handle the truth. Because we don't know what the managers are saying behind the closed doors. I've seen a couple of times with Arteta, you know, kicking things around and out in the changing rooms after a game. And that's quite surprising, because you don't expect to see in this day and age.
I think it's just on the individual. I mean, some players need an arm around them more than others, some people need a telling off more than others.
Yeah,
I think just it is depending on the person and their personality and what lifts them up and what puts them down, I suppose.
Yeah, but they're definitely all a lot softer compared to back in the day, you know. I mean, could you imagine the likes of Billy Jones sitting there watching one of his teammates getting an arm around him because they're crying a little bit because they didn't have a good game? He'd be fucking, you know, slapping him, having a bite or something, wouldn't he? Yeah, it's
It's an interesting one, but yeah, at least it's the first one, you know, if it is the case, you know, to not unburden himself, but...
Yeah, come out with his issues and say, yeah, hopefully it does open the doorway for more of these players to start doing that. I know a lot of clubs
Or even just to talk to people, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah. So I know a lot of clubs do have therapists and that anyway, but, you know, just being open about things, because... Obviously, we've seen a lot of the negativity on social media towards him, and the likes of Rashford and Saka and that, obviously, after missing the penalties and whatnot.
Yeah, but that stuff is just ridiculous. What I was like, what was being said to them?
Yeah, it's stupid.
just madness.
There's no space for any racism in anything these days. It's a shame that there's still people. I know it's an old fashioned way of seeing the world and thinking about things. You know, you don't like a person because of the colour of the skin. You know, just be open about it. I don't like this person because they're a dickhead. That's all you need to think. I've always been respect is earned both ways. And I don't like people because of the way they are towards me or the way I see them towards other people.
Mm.
It's not, I don't just see someone and think,
it's how they are within themselves and in their personality.
So, I think going off of that then, it's been a bit of a, I suppose it seemed more of a full ranting episode, really, hasn't it? I know it's not all been on rants.
No, it's just been... Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I suppose a deep dive, apart from what was the rant about these maps and fucking Egypt's abusing school kids, essentially. It's been a dive into this week's dramas, really.
Yeah, and, you know, it's always bad news on the news.
Yeah.
But we've got another email.
Well, I think we shall save that for the next episode.
Okay.
Because... we're doing a two-parter today. Might not be released directly after this, but we're both busy, so we're doing two today. And it's been 50 minutes. We don't want all of them to be an hour and 10 minutes.
That's the way they go.
To be fair, fair play to you people at home that have listened to the full extent of us two idiots just rambling on. But as always, we appreciate it. We'll get onto this question on the next episode now then. As always, if you have got any questions that you want to send in, send them in to realtalkingpod@gmail.com or tweet us, slide in the DMs, Ash and JD. Even YouTube comments, just put a little thumbs up, like, share, subscribe and comment and that on any of the videos that you might be watching. I think you can comment on Spotify as well. I don't know. I've never on it enough, to be honest. But leave a review. Definitely download as well. Downloads is the main thing. Upon recording at the moment, we are currently one download away from 300 downloads. Going spaces.
Yeah.
So, appreciate everyone that is downloading and listening and, just passing it on to everyone. So, we'll see you on the next episode then.